Time to talk television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Irina joins us as always. How are you this morning, my love?
I am feeling quite scared of the amount of crime that's going on in America.
Are we talking about television or just in a general sense?
Look, let's just talk about television. Let's keep it light.
Keep it to that. All right, today's theme is American Crime Confession, and we're starting with Love Fraud on Stan.
Love Fraud is something I watched over time. It's a four-parter, but it has been shown as a one long film and has, I think, won a couple of awards. I'll tell people it's not your usual thing. It's a very slow burn, and it's taken very much from the perspective of, I guess, the victims. So there's a guy, and he's a serial offender. He's a bigamist. He finds these women online. He marries them. He steals their money, and then he runs away.
Yeah.
That's pretty much clear from the start.
Living the dream.
But what... That's and because America's so big, you know, and they're a cash economy.
Mm.
So, and they're middle class women. They're not wealthy. He literally steals their life savings and breaks their heart. And of course, domestic violence, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And then he runs away. So what's amazing about this is that one of the women started a website to warn other people because the police in America don't take this seriously. It's a crime against women, a crime of passion, and not for a lot of money. $60,000, a few hundred thousand, is a small change, essentially.
Yeah.
They don't take it seriously. And so they hire a bounty hunter, a woman. And so all these women are from across America, sort of the sort of Midwest of America, whatever, Rust Belt, band together to track this guy down with this documentary maker.
I don't know if I can wait. I need you to tell me if they track him down.
Well, look.
Don't spoil it. It's okay.
I won't spoil it, but I tell you what, this episode today with you is called American Crime Confessions.
Yeah.
And you watch it through to the end because episode four is you see the eye, whether they track him down or not, he actually wants to be part of it because he hates that website.
Mm.
And you see him tell the tale in your face, and it is riveting television.
Okay, I am going to be checking that one out. And our second one today, well, what's the full name?
It's called American Murder, The Family Next Door, and that's because, sadly, there's a lot of American murder.
Mm.
But this one is quite new, and a lot of people will know it. It happened only a few years ago. It's a terrible, like a terrible story. In Colorado, a young woman, pregnant, and her two children killed by her husband, who was having an affair.
Right.
It's actually, when people see this, they will know it's Shannon Watts. And it was incredible, this story.
Yeah.
Because they're both sort of good-looking. They had a ton of Facebook posts about how happy they were. There was no inkling that there was a problem. And then he lied about it, and then he confessed. What's great about this documentary is it's all taken from videos off her Facebook with full permission of her parents, videos of their wedding, text from her friends, and then at the end, his confession. So although we know the story, seeing it, I guess, from their own words, in their own way, it's amazing and really makes you think about, you know, the sort of, I guess, the issue with strong, silent men.
Yeah.
That really, if he just talked about how he felt and was honest, maybe him and, you know, her and his wife and his three children would still be alive.
Goodness me. That's American Murder, The Family Next Door on Netflix, was it?
That's right.
All right, we'll check that one out. And also Love Fraud on Stan sounds like a really interesting one to check out as well. And then next Tuesday, we will talk more television as always. Thank you, my love.
No worries. I think next Tuesday we have to do the whole show on The Boys.
I'm looking forward to that like nothing else.
No, you are. See you then.